You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like Jared Loughner will finally be sentenced today. Now, if you remember about, was it 2 years ago? Are we looking at 2 years ago where he shot Representative Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson, as well as multiple others? 12 others were wounded. 6 people died at a shopping center over a year ago. And apparently he's in court today. This is the first time Gabrielle Giffords' husband actually confronted him. I'm not sure what they said. I'd like to find out how that went, but apparently they were in court today. Jared Loughner is 24 years old. The guy looks like a complete kook, if you ask me. From what I understand, I don't believe he's going to be able to get off in terms of what were they trying to do, get him off on insanity, et cetera. From what I understand, he will be most likely sentenced to life in prison. We are waiting, to hear the hearing results. It's still going on as we speak. But he had pled guilty 3 months ago to 19 criminal counts in federal courts, including murder and the attempted assassination of Congresswoman Giffords. Okay, Ms. Giffords right now still has difficulty speaking. She struggles walking. Her right arm is paralyzed. She's partially blind. Thank God she still lived from a bullet wound to the head. We talked about, last year how she survived that. If a bullet wound goes across both hemispheres, very difficult chance of surviving. When it goes along one of the hemispheres, longitudinally, you have more of a chance of surviving. And, of course, the first aid that they administered right away, her staffers, was phenomenal. Tried to relieve, the pressure build up. It's always difficult. They had actually raised her head to allow blood to, drain out. This guy just, it blows my mind that people like this, our inner society, can calculate, don't usually have much of a history with the law. And, just like what happened with James Holmes and the Denver shooting, and could just go and start wreaking havoc on a beautiful morning in Tucson. Before the sentencing began, Congresswoman Giffords sat in a corner at the end of the courtroom bench, next to, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly is her husband, Mark Kelly. From what I understand, Mr. Loughner's parents, Amy and Randy Loughner, were on the opposite side of the room. Mr. Loughner waived his right to address the court. Good, because I think it would have been a bunch of baloney. And when asked to confirm that, he said that's true. He slurred his words. He's been apparently slurring his words throughout recent court appearances. Now, had a huge problem. I personally had a huge problem when they tried to claim insanity or, he should possibly have a lesser sentence because the guy's kooky or he suffers from schizophrenia or some other type of, psychiatric issue. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia. My problem with all that is, and we've discussed this on the show before. When you look back to what he did that day, I think he went to a Circle K, went to Walmart, to get some of the things he needed for the shooting, picked up some film. I guess he had developed some pictures, went to a photo mart to, I guess they're still doing that where you develop film. You'd think in the digital age you wouldn't need to do that, but he picked up film. He gassed up his car. He was actually stopped by a police officer, was able to get out of the ticket, drive on. And you look at all that and somebody who has schizophrenia that would just, randomly shoot and is truly mentally ill, I don't think could go about all those errands like he did that day before the shooting. All right. Now, yes, schizophrenics could be extremely intelligent. They could be extremely resourceful. Absolutely. But as far as I'm concerned, this was extremely well calculated. He knew what he was doing. He knew the time. When somebody pleads insanity, You know, if somebody is truly insane, they're not really alert and oriented to things around them. They don't, now, yes, somebody could be insane from hearing voices saying go shoot somebody. Absolutely. We would classify them as insane. But, you know, somebody truly insane and being able to get off, okay, from capital punishment, etc., for being insane, when they could very calculatively go through all those errands. I mean, he timed everything right. And for him to actually finagle getting out of a ticket, right? I mean, how many of us have tried to get out of tickets and we couldn't do it without being a, raving lunatic killer? So even if this guy is quote unquote insane, he has no business being in society. No business at all. Somebody like this should get the death penalty. I don't know. I need to look up. I thought Arizona allowed capital punishment, but from what I understand, he would probably be getting life in prison. My guess is the life in prison because he has signs of mental illness. Loeffner was a community college student, had originally pleaded not guilty to 49 charges connected to the shooting spree. They said for years he had exhibited signs of mental illness, including yelling out in high school classes and complaining about voices in the head. Judge Larry Burns, a federal district court judge, ruled Mr. Loeffner incompetent to stand trial. He was initially being medicated by force under the orders of the Bureau of Prisons and has been voluntarily taking his medication since this summer. Now, see, that's my concern. I mean, I hope he has no parole because, I mean, if he's only able to function on his medications, I would hate to think if he decided to skip a dose. Dr. Christina Pyatt, psychologist who has been treating him, says that over time he has been cognizant of his actions. So I guess he was trying to say he didn't realize he did it at first. But somebody like this, I really don't think should be out there in society. So life in prison, as long as there's no opportunity for parole, I'll tolerate. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Hillary Clinton is not going to continue as Secretary of State. They're making it sound like she's tired. She's traveled a lot, and she's tired. That's what they're making it sound like, I guess. Also, Tim Geithner is not going to return. From what we understand, who's going to replace Hillary Clinton? Maybe Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She appears to be the favorite candidate, even despite the whole Benghazi baloney that occurred. They say six current or former White House officials who all spoke on condition of anonymity said Rice remains close to President Barack Obama and shares many of his views on foreign policy. Lord have mercy. They emphasized that the president had to make a final decision and Clinton may remain in her post for some months into Obama's second term. All right. We do not need any uncertainty. We need to know what's going on. I guess they say China now has the capability of having a nuclear submarine. It was just with everything going on, you would just think, don't get me started. I mean, I think a lot of us just thought Obama wouldn't be reelected and we're going to have a whole new foreign policy. I think things are hitting us. You know, they're just hitting us day after day going, okay, wait a second. this is going to be Obama for another 4 years. You know, we got the issue with Iran, we got the issue with Syria, we got North Korea, we got, you know, and, you know, now China with the nukes. It's like, what's going on here? And again, we forget we're with President Obama. And I'm sorry if some of you love President Obama. I am not excited in the very least or feeling secure at all at this time. Former White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley, another official, said Obama's first move will be choosing a successor to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. He also may need to find successors to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk. Why Rice is thought to be the president's preferred choice, I don't know. Not very hip on that one. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOLLY. We forget Obamacare reelected. That means Obamacare is going to go into full play. Governor Rick Scott will not implement parts of health care law since the reelection. Florida governor said he will continue to reject implementation of key aspects of the health care reform. He has been obviously a huge adversary of Obamacare, refusing to accept the provisions that would expand Medicare and setting up the state-run health insurance. He continues to criticize these programs. He says, no one has been able to show me that the healthcare exchange is going to do anything rather than raise taxes, raise the cost of our companies to do business. He is taking a similar issue with Medicaid expansion, thinking the increased cost would be passed down to taxpayers and business owners. Now, some of you for Obamacare are like, all right, he's an idiot. You know, the people have to come first. Okay, listen, just because Obamacare is a 2,000-page bill doesn't mean it was well thought and could be well implemented. Telling states they have to just expand Medicaid, telling states to come up and work with insurance companies to come up with, you know, cheap insurance programs is not an easy task. Now, they say many of the governors are scrambling right now because they didn't start implementing anything yet, because, you know, it takes taxpaying dollars to start implementing these things. And again, we thought if Mitt Romney won, Obamacare would be repealed, and then we could start from scratch and not have anything, everything hit you all at once. Expanding Medicaid, I'm not that averse to. I think expanding Medicaid to cover people who are poor, I think actually will insure millions of people. But, you know, why isn't everybody 100% for it? It seems like it's all good because it's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to cost a huge amount of money to the states. This is why I said Obamacare has to be separated into individual bills. You see? All right, saying, okay, we're going to expand Medicaid. That has to be done singularly. It has to be. Then, next, okay, we're going to now work on coming up with these, you know, these exchanges where, you know, the states have to work with insurance companies or the government, et cetera. There's, I guess, three different ways they could do it. But you see, to tell a state to do that plus Medicaid at the same time, yeah, a lot of states are pretty pinched. I mean, look at what California had to do. California had to ask for a law, and it passed, where they could raise $6 billion in taxes over the next few years. And the people that voted it in were the ones that aren't really going to have to take on the taxes. From what I understand, sales tax increased, but the bulk of the bill hit the rich people. Now, for some of you, you're like, well, good, the rich should pay more. But for the rest of us, we're seeing that these rich people aren't rich anymore. So a lot of people that made over $250,000 ain't making it anymore. A lot of people making $500,000, nope, not anymore. So having these tax guidelines to tax the quote-unquote rich is only going to very temporarily satisfy some of the revenue needed. But now we're in a country where you can single out a demographic and you could vote for them to be taxed more. That's exactly what's been going on with the cigarette tax. All right? We discriminated against cigarette smokers. We said, you guys smoke, you guys have to pay more taxes. Yes, it was done democratically, but you see how everything's going? You can single out a demographic and say, you need to pay more taxes. And the fact that Proposition 30 passed in L.A. shows that you, I mean, it works. It works. You can have a group of citizens that don't pay taxes vote that somebody else does for them. By the way, this just in, KFI reporting that Jared Loeffler was sentenced to life in prison for Arizona shooting. All right, good. Hope he suffers. I don't like this guy at all. All right, so going back to this, we have till November 16th, okay, that's the deadline for us to come up with these quote-unquote healthcare exchange plans. Okay, now, of course, Governor Scott is taking a lot of heat for this. He has this deadline. Congressional Budget Office calculated that allowing states like Florida to opt out of the Medicaid expansion could leave 3 million people uninsured. Scott's resistance to this provision, they're saying, is also denying the state $500 million of federal money to cover the cost of expanding this. Scott has said he doesn't want the money, doesn't want to deal with it. If he doesn't make that deadline, I'm not really sure what supposedly is supposed to happen. Now, as these changes occur with the Affordable Health Care Act and Obamacare, we will keep you posted. Now, we were talking about these exchanges. You know, we need cheaper health insurance, hands down. So, again, in theory, sounds beautiful. Again, you know, in theory, Obamacare can sound beautiful for a lot of people. But again, it's implementing it. If a state was able to work with a private insurance company to come up with a cheap health insurance, don't you think it would have already been done? If health insurance could insure us cheaply, don't you think it would have already happened? You know? Let's say the average senior has high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, needs a blood thinner, has had surgery for a tumor extraction, etc. Right? One in two people get some sort of cancerous tumor at some point in their life. All right? How expensive, how much in their, and I shouldn't say senior because of Medicare, but let's say, you know, somebody in their 50s, early 60s, how much money do they have to put in to their premiums for the company to break even? Remember, more of us now are older. More of us have multiple health issues, and it's getting expensive. Some people's medications are at least $100 to $200 a month, and you're going to insure them for $100 to $200 a month? Not going to happen. So my concern with this is we're being set up to fail. All right? The public option got thrown out very quickly, but it's not going to be thrown out for good. Where we need to be prepared is that the public option will come back tenfold if we can't get this right. If we can't come up with health insurance, if the states cannot come up with health insurance, it's cheap. And what's cheap? $300-$400 a month? That's considered cheap since a lot of people spend $1,000 a month, but it's not cheap. $300 to $400 a month for health insurance is not cheap. It would be cheaper, but it's not considered cheap. You see how we're going to be set up to fail? What happens? What happens if the states can't do this? Then the government's going to kick in, and the government's going to come in with the public option. And for those of you that like the public option, you may say, yay, we'll finally get insurance. The government will step in. Don't expect it to be a wonderful plan. That means you get penicillin if you get in with the doctor or nurse practitioner within 4 weeks. Okay? Don't start getting excited about that. All right. We're going to be back in a few minutes. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an article came out today saying gargling lemonade could help smokers quit the smoking habit. All right? They say that there is an interaction of glucose, the sugar on the tongue, that boosts attention and energy, can improve self-control. I don't understand that. If I drink lemonade, I want to drink the whole pitcher because I just love the taste of the sugar. They say it could keep smokers away from the cigarettes, at least in the short term. Team from University of Georgia conducted self-control tasks on 51 students to see if a mouth rinse with glucose boosts attention as well as energy. Now, you do absorb sugar on the tongue. You know, when you have somebody who's hypoglycemic, getting some sugar into their mouth, you could actually absorb the sugar right away. Now, I didn't know about, you know, if it could decrease your nicotine cravings. But anyway, so the University of Georgia conducted the study. The first task, which depletes self-control, was to meticulously cross out E's on a page from a statistics book. Well, that sounds boring. The second was a Stroop task, where participants were asked to identify the colors of various words flashed on a screen, which spell out the names of other colors. Now, the Stroop task's goal was to turn off the students' tendency to read the words and instead see colors. Half the students rinsed their mouths out with lemonade, sweetened with sugar, while performing this Stroop test. The other half used Splenda, sweetened lemonade. Oh, so I see what they did. They used sugar versus sugar substitute. They said the students who rinsed with sugar rather than artificial sweetener were significantly faster at responding to the color rather than the word. Are you kidding me? Okay, where are we going with the smoking on this one? Researchers used to think you had to drink the sugar to get into your body, but no, it could just be rinsed on your mouth. Participants took 3 to 5 minutes to perform the Stroop test, showed a measure of self-control, but glucose mouthwash might not be enough, they said. All right, so they say the research is not clear yet on the effects of switching with glucose on long-term self-control. But I got to tell you something, all right? I mean, notwithstanding the teeth, right, because you want to keep the teeth, you know, protected. But, you know, imagine if you start to feel a craving. You know how we always tell you to chew gum? We always say to put something in your mouth. I mean, that does make some sense. Putting something in your mouth that is sweet to get you, to confuse you and get you off nicotine. To me, that kind of makes some sense. So I like it. Now, Mail Online also reports there is a deodorant you can eat that will help keep you smelling sweet. Oh, that rhymes. Duh! Okay, funny. All right, apparently, I guess this contains chemicals that the body can't break down, so it ends up being excreted in the skin. They call it Dio Perfume Candy. It's an American company. It created a type of sweet that releases a rose scent through the pores of your skin. That would scare me. Now, even though it's an American company, this is going to be launched in the UK next year. One mouthful of this is supposed to help you smell sweet for 6 hours. Now, apparently this has been sold in the States. I haven't seen this. Apparently it costs about $10 a bag. So, rather than putting on deodorant, you eat this. It's a floral scent. I guess geraniol, a natural occurring compound found in roses, lavender, vanilla. Garlic also does that. You know how if you eat garlic, you smell of garlic? It's because it can't be broken down. So you, when you excrete it, it's in its full form. So I guess that's where they got this. Now, interesting, I don't know if those of you watch, many of you watch Boardwalk Empire, but I love Boardwalk Empire, and one of the gangsters that worked under Al Capone in the story, I don't know if that happened in real life, Boardwalk Empire intermixes real life events with their story. That's what's so brilliant. I think, by the way, those are the best shows where you have history. And, I mean, history in itself is a good story, but you intermix it with a fictional thing. That's why Titanic was so popular. You know, you had this Jack and Rose story while something in history was happening. It probably allows for the best type of story. By the way, just as a quick aside, when I was in school, one of my literary classes in college I had to take, honors English, they had said that there's truly only 11 stories ever. 11 basic skeleton stories, if you think about it. And then any other story is an adaptation. Guy gets girl, guy doesn't get girl, guy fights bad guy. Guy works with enemy to become friends. Apparently, they have narrowed it down to 11 skeleton type stories. And when you watch Zorro or Spider-Man or Superman, it's that same skeleton story that's there. And I find that to be true. You know, I mean, that, now, what does the viewer want? Well, the viewers want happy endings. Okay, viewers always want happy endings. Now, you may have something like Legends of the Falls where people keep dying throughout the whole movie, but I think it ended. Did Legends of the Fall with Brad Pitt finally end positive? I don't even know if I got through that movie because it kept on killing off characters as they built them up. I mean, if Brad Pitt stayed alive in Legend of the Falls, then I guess. But anyway, let's go back to Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire, one of the guys that works under Al Capone, apparently stinks. Has a very bad smell. Now, they bathed in the 1920s, maybe not as often as we bathe now, but they bathed in the 1920s, and they had, you know, soaps and perfumes, etc., and the gentleman was trying to explain to Al Capone, because he had gotten beat up, you know, by another, I guess, feuding mob type of family, and, you know, he said, look, I wake up, I bathe, and then I start to stink within 5 minutes. He has one of those conditions where they excrete, you know, the smells, either from something he eats, etc., or his sweat was very pungent. There's certain inborn errors of metabolism, certain metabolism diseases or disorders that some people have that will cause them to have a very weird smell in their sweat. So even though some of us are probably raising our eyebrows on this quote-unquote medication or this candy that you eat to change your smell, something like this could actually have a use, especially for these patients that do have a strange smell to them. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They're saying that wild coffee plants may be wiped out by climate change within 70 years. All right, now I know there's supposed to be a huge chocolate shortage in 2030. Is it? And I'm really panicking about that one. But they're saying changes in climate, coupled with losses of forests and invasive pests, could wipe out Arabica coffee. Is it Arabica? Yeah, Arabica coffee in its native habitat, according to the study from the Royal Botanic Gardens. Originating in Ethiopia, Arabica grows in mountain forests and is the world's most popular type of coffee. It accounts for 70% of coffee consumption. But commercial plantations grown from just a handful of plants, the crops are very vulnerable to infection and environmental changes. Producers have now been able to replenish the disease stock from healthy wild plants. But if they are lost, the world's coffee supplies, they said, could come under threat. Now, I don't drink coffee. So to me, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But to some of you, you're really nervous about this. I mean, I am sure, all right, we could do something. But boy, you guys do drink a lot of coffee. Millions upon millions of gallons a day. How do you guys do that? All right, don't go away. We will be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you can go to my website. There is an on-demand button at drdahlia.com. Hit the on-demand. You can listen to any of the Dr. Dahlia shows that you missed. Plus, there's also a link on that website to archives and podcasts. You can actually listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime during the day. It's nice to have you listen live, but I understand many of you guys don't listen live. You're busy. You get the show from XM or multiple other affiliates. And thank all of my affiliates out there. If the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your news talk station or your city, please call your news talk station and say, bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to that town. It'll make it easier on you. And I love being introduced to new cities. So I think it's a great way to get the word out. We definitely want to teach you guys. Obviously, this show, we answer people's medical questions, but we also, you know, talk about things that happen currently, because that's what you need to know. I mean, I don't want things happening and you have to flip the station to another news station to get the news just because I'm sitting there talking about nipple discharge or whatnot. So we make sure we cover everything on the show. I just happen to be a family doctor. I have an MD, and I use it whenever we talk about medical stories. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can also follow us on Facebook. Still no word on the iPhone app, but we do have an Android app. The Dr. Dahlia Show has a free app on Android. You can download that anytime for free, and then you're able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show without having to run to your computer. Genesis Communications Network makes the show happen. I am completely indebted to them. Big thanks to Don, who works the dials. Also, Freeze Dry Guy, great sponsor, sponsoring today's show for us. Okay, so one of the local news stations wants to interview me on the cold weather. And does cold weather actually cause you to get sick? Now, cold weather per se doesn't so much, you know, inject, obviously, bacteria or viruses. I mean, you're surrounded by bacteria and viruses all the time. But when you go through temperature changes, you could be more stressed. Now, when you are cold or you catch a chill or you have a temperature change, you do have the ability to be a little bit more weakened. Now, we really don't have any studies out saying cold weather makes you sick. It's usually the bacteria or the viruses. And, of course, look at this. Wintertime. Kids are back at school. Right? Kids, one kid catches a cold, everybody's indoors. As opposed to the spring and summer, people go outdoors a lot. But in the fall and winter, people are more indoors. So it's much easier to spread, right? This is usually when flu likes to come. We don't usually get flu in the spring or summer. Flu comes then. So obviously there's more of a chance to get sick. You know, so like I said, it's not the cold that causes it. It's just, it's easier for germs to pass. Now, in tropical areas where it does not get cold, you have cold and flu season during the rainy season. Again, the colds aren't caused by rain. It's just people are in closer contact. So that's kind of what how we look at it as doctors. Of course, you know, we want you to always wash your hands. You know, we talk about on, you know, plane and flights. We're going to spend a little bit more time talking about this a little bit later this week and next week. But as we're getting ready for holiday season, you're on a confined plane for sometimes 5, 6, 7 hours. Use that little air conditioning up above your chair and don't have the air blow right on your face. Have the air blow in front of your face. So as somebody coughs and things are coming near you, hopefully it gets blown away. Now, of course, I travel with my kids, so I really don't want my kids getting the cold because the air is blowing towards that. So make sure their air blow is blowing too. And then make sure the kid next to you, the air is blowing. So that kind of helps. But another thing I do is I always come home and I take a shower after work. I wash off what's on me. But more importantly, the mist helps sometimes get rid of what just landed in my respiratory tree. So that's pretty crucial. Let me see. Also, you know, a lot of fluids. Hydrate yourself to flush that out. Now, we had a pretty, I think we had a pretty good show today. One of the things we talked about was disability and conditions that put you at risk for disability. And I urge you all to go to the Social Security website. The Social Security online website talks about disability programs and a listing of medical conditions that could qualify you for impairment. Now, you could click on musculoskeletal system, digestive system, genitourinary impairments, skin disorders, mental disorders, etc. And find out if you are suffering from a condition that is preventing you from working, if you could possibly qualify for Social Security disability. One of you asked about insomnia. No, not considered a disability. However, if it is linked to anxiety disorder, if it's linked to depression, could be. If you have insomnia because you have degenerative disc disease in your back, that combined with the degenerative disc disease in the back could possibly qualify you. Remember, this could be very subjective, depending on the examiner, depending on who is reviewing. Now, an attorney had written a list of diseases that many of us don't think qualify us for disability, but it can. She says having gout could qualify you for disability. I mean, any of you that have ever suffered a gout attack, it's disabling. All right. Irritable bowel syndrome could put you at risk, obviously, for, you know, diarrhea, constipation, bowel issues, very difficult to go to work. That could be a condition. Depression, of course, we talked about that. Arthritis. Diabetes is on here. Diabetes. ADHD, anxiety disorder, alcohol or drug addiction. Although that, I'm kind of wondering how that works out. Okay, you want to go on disability, so you start to drink. And you go, sorry, I drink too much. I don't know if, a true addiction to alcohol or drugs while you're going through rehab could, yes, cause you to be disabled to go to work. But I don't know if they're going to allow you to do that, you know, to yourself. Asthma could also be considered a condition that could qualify for disability. She even has on here high blood pressure. High blood pressure could possibly qualify you for benefits from high blood pressure. They say qualifying for Social Security disability due to high blood pressure. Because high blood pressure could damage the heart, damage the eyes, damage the kidneys, if you have any damage as a result, that could probably put you in line for disability benefits. So again, I don't want to promote people instead of finding the job to go for disability. But if you actually have a true disability and you can't work because of these conditions, that's what disability is there for. All right. And I want people who deserve it to get it. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We were talking about how statin medications have been found to lower risk of cancer death. This is one of many studies that have compared people who took these cholesterol medications like Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, etc., to people who didn't. And this latest study comes out of Denmark where people who were on these medications had a 26 to 36% chance of having, I'm sorry, had a 15% less chance of dying of cancer during the course of the study. We don't know why the cholesterol medicine does this. We don't know what dose people have to take, if it's a certain dose, but it's showing people on these medications less likely to have cancer. Now, is it because these people on medications are going to the doctor more often? Are these people getting checked more often? Are they more prone to going to the doctor? We don't know, but I'm thinking there's a little bit more to that because we continually are seeing these coincidental studies showing that being on these cholesterol medications can lower your risk of death, cardiac death. Interesting stuff. American Heart Association warns of the 6 salty foods. Obviously, we've taken too much salt. They don't want us taking more than 2,300 milligrams of salt a day. But they say many of us eat from the 6 salty foods, pizza, poultry, breads and rolls, sandwiches, cold cuts. These are things we need to avoid because they have too much salt. To me, that's my whole lunch. What are you going to do? All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you again. You all be safe. God bless.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.